It's a special edition of the Steve Griffith Show. Good to have you along for the conversation. Coming to you live from Troy, Michigan. I'm at the Special Tree Rehabilitation Facility here. Now, they have 30 locations and 750 employees. A sizable player in the rehab industry in Michigan, dealing often and almost exclusively with catastrophically injured patients from auto accidents, more than 400 on average. And one of the companies whose future is very much uncertain with the changes to the way the payment fees and the payments will be made beginning in July of 2020 and so much more. Our next guest is Maureen Kinsella. She is an attorney, has been practicing law in the area of no-fault insurance since 1999, has represented medical service providers, catastrophically injured patients, their families, and so many more. Maureen, welcome to the program.
Thanks so much, Steve.
Good to have you here. It's an important conversation. That's why we're out on the road doing this reality tour, if you will. We're letting people know what really has happened with the changes in the law. And so, you know, we've been hearing from the governor and the legislature in the recently passed reforms were necessary to save drivers money on their premiums. And yet, the deeper I dig into this, I don't know that I am going to save any money. I don't know who's going to save money. Where do you want to start?
Well, I candidly think it's very unlikely that there will be savings on overall premiums and insurance costs. In fact, I think we're actually going to see our overall insurance premiums rise under this new law. And Steve, the fact is our insurance costs in Michigan are high. You know, there's simply no denying it. We have an insurance rate problem that I think translates for so many of us paying too much for our insurance. But I want to take you and your listeners back in time just a little bit, because
all
in
right.
1997, the Consumer Reports commented on insurance throughout the country, and it said that our insurance in Michigan delivered great benefits at a moderate premium cost. But something happened between 1997 and now, because we know we do not now have moderate premiums. So what happened? It was really around that time that regulation on insurance rates was lifted and loosened, and it was no longer illegal for insurance companies to set rates by using territorial ratings. And ever since that time, Steve, our rates, we've seen it. They've gone up and up and up. So in other words, insurance companies got to charge whatever they wanted. And of course, we could shop our insurance. We're consumers. We could shop for insurance. But all of the insurance companies were similarly unregulated and nearly unfettered in rate setting. So now we're sitting here with this new body of insurance laws and the promise of reduced premiums. But in order to reduce premiums, it would require real rate regulation. And do you think it's in the new laws? I'm here to tell you it's not.
So rate regulation is not there, and so the rates will continue to go up is what you're telling me is likely, Maureen. I mean, maybe there could be a slight lowering of the rates short-term, but long-term, the insurance companies will continue to charge what they need. And for me, I want to continue to have lifetime benefits potentially, but here's the problem I see there. Part of the law says that come July of 2020, rehab facilities like Specialty, where I'm sitting live this morning, will only be able to charge 55% of the rate they charged January 1st, 2019. And so for the 750 employees that work here and the thousands of employees that work in similar facilities around the state, the future's not very bright, because there's no way. I mean, if somebody came in and said to you, hey, Maureen, we're gonna pay you 45% less, are you good with that? And the answer is going to be, well, no. And so it creates a lot of uncertainty, and it means that patients that have been promised lifetime benefits and are allegedly covered by the $24 billion catastrophic fund are not going to be taken care of the way they have been previously. I mean, it's a disaster, is it not?
Yeah, I agree with you, Steve, and I think the real losers here are the public. We were sold this new law by Lansing with the promise of rate reduction. It's going to increase, I think, our own personal financial exposure to tort lawsuits. It does not affect and do anything to bring down the most expensive part of our insurance costs, the comprehensive and collision. And I think all of us as citizens, the public, will lose when our access to medical care is limited. The new law has many draconian aspects, and the arbitrary fee schedule that you mentioned is just one of them. I think it may force many care providers and rehab centers to close their doors. And
right.
You know, you and I should care about that, of course, because that limits our access to care.
Well, it does, and it's not just – and it's one thing if it was only impacting those going forward that wouldn't have access to the kind of care those that have gone before them had. But the fact of the matter is stepping on the rates like that. So the government's apparently willing to regulate the rates of what the care providers can supply. But, you know, what you just said, they're not willing to say, hey, insurance companies, you need to not charge this much, because in the most recent year I looked at, $1.3 billion was brought in, $900 million was spent, and so they had a $300 to $400 million upcharge, if you will, a profit on top of the catastrophic care, and yet that still wasn't enough. That's baffling to me.
And it baffles me, too. And I think the real kicker here, Steve, is the largest component of your premium is not no-fault or PIP portion of your policy. It's that comprehensive and collision portion. And you don't have to take my word on this. You could pull out your declaration sheet and look at it, and you'll see for yourself on that breakdown that you are paying the most for comprehensive and collision. And yet this new law, in which we were promised reduced premiums, does nothing to rein in that cost. So
let me ask you this. This is important. This is the most important part before I run out of time here, Maureen. Maureen Kinsella here, attorney who's been practicing in the no-fault arena for a number of years, 20 years. What does it mean? There's a couple of lawsuits that have been filed. What is the recourse? What is the chance of pushing this law back and starting over and having something that is more fundamentally fair, if you will?
Well, certainly there's efforts underway to make that happen. And I ultimately think these reforms deforms, I should say. But I think they're going to lead to more accident-related litigation. I think in the short term, there's this explosion of litigation we're going to see because the new law is so poorly drafted and written that there's going to be litigation over simply what in the world does it mean. Likewise, there's these lawsuits that are challenging the constitutionality of several aspects of the new law, and we're already seeing those, and those have been filed. I also think in the long term, Steve, we're going to see a lot more tort litigation or liability lawsuits, because medical expenses that were formerly paid under the PIP portion of your policy will now be shifted to tort or liability if you do not purchase lifetime medical coverage.
Yeah. A lot of problems on the horizon is what we're seeing here. Maureen, we got to leave it there, but a wealth of information. Look forward to having you back on the program, because you're so well-versed in the legal portions of this conversation. We'll need to talk again. Maureen Kinsella, thank you so much for being here today.
Thank you, Steve.
There you have it. It's all part of the auto no-fault reality. Reality check, you're not going to save money. Your coverage is being greatly diminished, and it's a different world. That's the reality. Quick break. We'll be right back.
DTE believes that the energy we all use doesn't have to contribute to climate change. That's why within the next 10 years, we will triple renewables and cut carbon emissions in half. And now we're announcing a bold new goal: to reach net zero carbon emissions in electric generation by 2050. DTE has long been a leader in clean, affordable, reliable energy. And leaders don't just do what's easy, they do what's right. DTE.
At DTE, we're committed to using our energy to serve and transform communities, helping to create a brighter future for us all through projects like building parks, partnering with schools, job training programs, and volunteering our time to those in need. Because at DTE, we believe we have a responsibility to serve our customers and our communities. Learn more at dteimpact.com. DTE.
Selfless service is the guiding principle that drives Army National Guard soldiers to be always ready whenever disaster strikes. Every Army National Guard member serves not only to protect the nation, but also their local communities, so they each have a stake in the security and well-being of the neighborhoods where they live and work. They are your next-door neighbors and your colleagues in schools, offices, and factories. Since the early days of our republic, the Army National Guard has continued its timeless commitment to guarantee peace and security for all Americans, a proud legacy which has endured for nearly four centuries. To be a Guard soldier is to stand ready to serve at all times for family, for community, and for country. Selfless service, it's what inspires the men and women of the Army National Guard to be part of something greater than themselves. To learn more, log on to NationalGuard.com or contact an Army National Guard recruiter in your area. Sponsored by the Michigan Army National Guard. Aired by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters and this station.